Over the course of 9 months, Russian hackers infiltrated the systems of 250 businesses and federal agencies, including Amazon, Microsoft, even the Department of Homeland Security. That's according to a recent report from the New York Times. This discovery means this hack could be substantially more widespread and dangerous than initially thought. David Sanger broke this story. He's a New York Times national security correspondent and author of The Perfect Weapon, and he joins me now. Welcome.
Great to be with you.
So the theory is that Russia was able to insert code into the network management software company SolarWinds to gain access to government and private networks. Can you explain how they were able to do that?
Sure. And remember that SolarWinds is the access that we understand best right now, but we have no reason to believe that that was their only way into the systems. Mm. So SolarWinds is a piece of software that's sort of deep in the steamworks of the way companies and government agencies run their networks. It literally makes network management software. So, you know, if you were NPR and you were worried about whether or not too many people would come online at one time and how you would manage the traffic, software like the kind that SolarWinds makes would be useful. We use it at the New York Times. What they did was get into what was a pretty poor security system within SolarWinds and insert code into the updates that SolarWinds pushes out to its customers. Now, this was a pretty brilliant thing to do because rather than try to break into the Pentagon or into the Commerce Department or the Treasury Department or the Los Alamos National Labs and so forth, all users of SolarWinds products, what they were doing was having SolarWinds basically take them in and take them in with an update that's very similar to what you do when you update your cell phone.
Okay, wow. You and your colleagues spoke with several key players investigating this breach, and you write that 3 weeks into this discovery, they're still trying to figure out whether this was a case of espionage or something more sinister. What is the prevailing thought?
Well, they don't know yet. Espionage, for sure. We've found scores of cases in which the Russians went in and pulled data out of the systems. The big question is, did they insert backdoors in those systems? Did they insert code that could be used to disable those systems later on? Did they get into actual functional utilities? And, of course, this is something the United States has done to other countries before. It was essentially a supply chain kind of attack that enabled the U.S. to do the cyber attack on Iran's nuclear centrifuges a decade ago. So we know that that kind of additional malicious work can be done.
Can you define for us what you mean when you say taking advantage of the supply chain? Because that's what happened in this case with SolarWinds. If you can break it down in layman's terms.
Sure. So think about it in terms of the physical world. If you were going to go to try to disable some American tanks, you know, used by the military, would you go into the base where they're stored? Well, you might, but you'd probably get caught. You might get shot. Would you go into the supplier of ball bearings for those tanks and try to flatten the sides of them? That would be a lot smarter way to get in and disable them. Software gives you the same opportunity.
Yeah. Why is it significant that the hackers use servers from within the United States? It seems to have impacted the National Security Agency's ability to actually detect these hacks.
No, it's a really good point, Tanya. And the reason is that the NSA is a collector of foreign intelligence and is not allowed to operate inside the United States. The CIA is not allowed to operate in the United States. Only groups like the FBI or Homeland Security are permitted to do so. So by operating from inside American servers, making those servers the command and control system that the software beamed out to, they basically evaded the set of sensors that the NSA or other intelligence agencies in the U.S. Can use abroad because they're simply not allowed to focus their operations inside the U.S.
David, we can take an hour to talk about this. I have so many questions for you, but I only have a minute left with you. I mean, how does this hack impact everyday Americans' lives? Why is it important that we know about this?
It's important we know about this because this is the new form of vulnerability that the United States has, and because cyber attacks have become the primary way that countries undercut each other's power. You know, we still tend to think in terms of nuclear confrontation with Russia and China and so forth. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is, you can't use nuclear weapons every day. You can use cyber weapons every day in a short of war way. And that's why.
David Sanger, New York Times national security correspondent, thank you so much for talking with us about this.
Great to be with you.